Hi guys, welcome back to the Run Club. This is week five. I am your run coach, Sarah Wall. Today we are doing my favorite five. I don't know if it's a favorite five or the hardest five, but I want you to think about today's session like you've got three lots of 5 minutes, and we think about in a game, maybe our last 5 minutes of a quarter, or even mixing things up for the first 5 minutes of a quarter. So I want us to get in the mindset that this block is about a 5 minute effort. All right, so get jogging and I'm going to explain the session today. Our first minute, we're just gonna cruise. We talk about gears, so our gear today that we're sitting in right now is gear one. We are cruising, we are getting comfortable. I think as well, when I start my run, I always like to sort of think about why I'm doing what I'm doing and feel a bit proud, because you're like, okay, I somehow got out the door, or I prioritize this over another thing in my life. So well done for showing up today. What we're going to do for our next block is a 2 minute effort. We talked about this last week and a lot of people loved or hated last week, but making sure that you can run consistently for that 2 minute block is awesome. We're going to get started with that in about 30 seconds. Great job, guys. Making sure you're dropping your shoulders down away from your ears, looking at your stride length, really trying to build and extend those legs out. We're going to hit a gear two in 3, 2, 1. Let's go. You're here for 2 minutes. I want you to do this at your own pace. And I really want you to think about breaking this down. Every breath, every foot strike, keeping your eyes up and just feeling proud that you're running. You can go at your own pace. I suggest gear two. But if you just want to continue with the shuffle, it's completely up to you. If you want to power this home for 2 minutes, you know you've only got three of these for today's session. Let's go. 30 seconds down. Guys, we are going into our last minute of the 2 minute cruise, keeping your shoulders down, pumping your arms, keeping your eyes up, visualizing the season ahead. Great job. Tune into the music and away you go. Let's go. Work. 30 more seconds here. Now this is where I want you to really try and up it. You know that is only really 30 big steps, 30 big breaths. Let's go. It's going to be over before you know it. You have done yourself so proud. When you finish this, we are going for a 30 second break. Great job. Keep pushing. 15 more seconds to go. Drive, drive. Let's go. Awesome. Keep going to the finish line now. We're pulling up in 5, 4, keep going, 3, 2, and 1, great job. Whew, well done. Some of you will need to stop and just walk, and that is okay. You know, I never mind that. Or if you just want to keep moving forward, just a slow jog, just avoid putting your hands on your hips right now. Just a nice easy jog. We are here cruising for 30 seconds and I want us to get up into gear two. 10 more seconds in your recovery and then we are going again for a drive just for 30 seconds. This 30 seconds though, I'm gonna ask a lot of you here, but I want it in gear three. In 3, 2, 1, let's go. Okay, let's go, push, push, push. And this is the last effort of your 5 minute block. Let's go, come on, pushing now. Quick as you can go. Awesome work, 20 seconds on the clock. I want you to think about being on the court. What you're doing right now is helping your team. You have no idea how much you are going to contribute by just being that little bit fitter, that little bit stronger. And you're going to walk off the court feeling proud. You're not going to be feeling a bit down and what if. 3, 2, 1, and rest. Great job. You have a minute of recovery. So the place you get fit is where you don't think you can sprint when you sprint, if you know what I mean. So the fact that you recovered for that 30 seconds and then you went to go again, this is going to really help your netball fitness. Okay, we're cruising here for another 40 seconds and then we're gonna do a little 20 second block, but leave it with me to explain. You don't have to think too much. I'll explain what's happening next. Okay, 30 more seconds of cruising. So today, I think the focus really is about getting comfortable with being uncomfortable. It's actually okay. Most people when they run don't feel comfortable. So if this is you and you're sort of like, am I getting fitter? Trust me, if you're still with us here at week five, you will be. All right, 15 seconds time. We're going to be going for a quick sprint and it's only going to be a 20 second one. And what I want your body to start to learn is to stop and start and recover quick. In 3, 2, 1, 20 seconds, let's go. Push now, first 3-step takeoff. Remember all the things you've learned over this last 5 weeks. Shoulders back, standing tall, feeling confident, making the other players, the opposition, look at you. And when you're feeling confident, it's intimidating. 5, 4, 3, 2, and dropping that down. Great job, big deep breath. Awesome work. All right, we're going to go for a 20 second rest. And then we're going to go into a speed for the next 20 seconds. So you still have another 5 seconds here. Big deep breath into cruise mode. And let's go, hard as you can for 20 seconds. Go, go, go. Keep pushing now. 3, 2, 1. Awesome. Okay, you get 30 seconds break. Suck that air in. And when I say a break, you can walk, but this is a break, which is a shuffle, which is a recovery jog, which is gear one, which is just cruising on by. And what we're coming up to after this 30 seconds is our big 2-minute block. Okay, great job. We're going to be running for 2 minutes starting in 10 seconds. Again, don't overthink it. Get comfortable with it. It's like getting comfortable with a tough game or a tough opponent. Just get out there, do your best, and that's all anyone can ask of you. 3, 2, 1, let's go. I was out there seeking after hours for money, looks, and power, but all that goes and always goes. And just give me some love, cause I'm running out of that feeling. Great job. Coming up to 30 seconds down. Have a quick check-in with yourself. Get comfortable with that stride. Big deep breaths. You know you've got a minute and a half to go here. Let's go. You keep your head high. You have 1 minute down of this 2-minute block. Great job, guys. All right, this is where you now are starting to feel it. You're starting to feel it probably in your throat and your legs. I want you to think about just pushing that little bit further. And you're probably like, I can't, but I want you to find something. I just want you to keep going. Or whatever you do, don't drop back. You're going to get a chance to recover really, really soon. Keep going. Now 30 more seconds. Now you can look at this like it's an up and back sprint of a netball court. You've got nothing probably left at the minute. This stride, this way of training, you're going to get that fit. You're doing yourself so proud. You have 15 seconds to that finish line in your mind. Keep driving, keep driving. Good job. 10, 9, I'm going to count you. Come on, you've got this. Great job. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and drop back. You have 30 seconds recovery. Woo! Okay, you know the drill. We're going to go for a 30 second sprint and then you have your minute off. All right, so this is a great way, as I said, you're training your recovery right now. This is what this session's all about. So after this session, you're going to feel really, really tired, but it's probably like doing, I don't know, an hour session of court work, I think, how much your body improves. All right, 3, 2, 1, let's go. Come on, you got 30 seconds of sprinting. You're up at gear 3. This is the speediest and the most I want you to push for this block. Halfway, you've got a little bit to go. 10 more seconds. Do you want me to count? Okay, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Well done. Well done. Well done. That is so good. You have a minute here. where you can cruise, you're still jogging. So we're nearly at the 10 minute mark, and that is the quarter's nearly done. And this is where everyone's thinking, okay, we've got a good quarter under our belt, we've got this quarter won. But at the end of the day, we all know the game can change so quickly in the last 5 minutes. All right, and this is where we're at right now. We're in the last 5 minutes of our quarter, in the last 5 minutes of our game. All right, we're still cruising here. You still get another 30 seconds recovery. All right, so in this stage of the game, this is where you need to get run fit, net fit, run fit. You can call it what you want. But this work is going to help you push that little bit more. So when you're doing this last lots of these efforts and sprints, I want you to think about, you are actually fit enough now to take those extra steps onto the ball to make sure you're defending, you're not just running and turning your shoulders and running beside your opponent. All right, starting our 5 minute block now with our 20 second on, 20 second off sprints. 3, 2, 1, 20 seconds on, let's go. So this is gear 2, gear 3, pushing now. And rest. Okay, 20 seconds here at your own pace. Recovering, dropping your shoulders, big deep breath, knowing you've got another 20 second block to go. Sprinting in 3, 2, 1, go! Great job. Come on, 3, keep pushing, 2 and 1, resting. Great job, awesome work. Okay, we have our 30 second break here. Then we go into our 2 minutes. You get another 30 second break. Bring it home for 30 seconds. Don't worry, don't overthink it, I'll talk you through it. Me personally, I just like to know what the session's involved in so I can plan mentally. Okay, you have another 10 seconds of rest. We're gonna get comfortable, feeling uncomfortable for the next 2 minutes, starting in 3, 2, 1. Okay, check in with yourself. You know this is going to push. You know if you're going to put your foot down here, it's going to hurt. And that's what it's all about, is making sure you're feeling that you can keep pushing under that fatigue. Let's go. Great job, 30 seconds down, a minute and a half to go. While you're running, tune into the music, to the beat, and remember your last quarter here. Remember the last little bit of the quarter. Think about how much you're contributing to the team. Are you playing your role? Are you covering your player? Are you clearing to drive so that the player can see you clearly behind the big hands that are over the ball? And you have a minute down, so you've got a minute to go. Great job. It's funny, with a lot of training and fitness programs that are out there, it's about self-improvement, but honestly for me, I've always thought about training for netball. It's like, when I'm fit, what can I do for everyone else? Like, it's a funny thing, like, I'm fitter, I'm going to be better, and our team's going to be better, and we're going to win. You know, like, I think this last little bit of this run, I think I want you really to dive into your personal effort, what you're going to contribute to the team, doing the work here right now, playing better, helping everyone else around you. Great job. Pushing now, you've got 10 more seconds, and that is it. And resting from your 2 minute run. All right, we only have another 30 seconds after this little break. We're gonna bring it home. Big deep breath, recover for this 30 seconds, and just know this is your last effort of the quarter. You have done yourself so proud, and yes, I know this is the hardest of our run club for this Couch to Court series, and it's just a run that, yeah, you can think back when you are in tough situations that you've nailed. 3, 2, 1, last 30 seconds, and we are done. Let's go. Halfway, 15 seconds to go. I want you to push. I want you to look up and see a finish line in your mind, how far away you think it is, how far you've got to drive for the next 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Great job. Congratulations. You have completed probably the toughest run of our Run Club this series. You should be so proud. Whatever you do, don't put your hands on your hips. You can walk, but make sure you look up. You put a smile on your face. Oh, I played with a smile on my face because I was like, I held my body held together in those final years, and you know, you give it all. So you should just put a smile on your face because it feels good, yeah, to really give it your best. Well done today, guys. I'm really proud of our NetFitters all over the world, and thank you for tuning in. Supporting each other is just, yeah, everything to us, and making sure you comment on people's efforts, and when people put all these cool videos together and share, we're really proud of you guys, and we're also proud of the ones we don't know and don't see out there too, and just want you to know to keep up the great effort, and all these little runs add up. Thank you for joining us today, and I will see you for a big final week next week. See you guys.